Continuing, Daf Tov Ayin Zayin, Perek Shvi, Aval Min Hoge Ahavis HaMizborach. What are the life conduct? How do they behave? Those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do they show themselves? Rabbi Mispoy, there's a lot to count. Ach eskanema, wo lemayn yom ha-shiz damariz, is going to come with us. With this is. Shanoshim, yod elokeyem, those people who know their God, ikiru chefze behaim. And they recognize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in them. Ano gosa oysam, to what extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding their life. Yichi yishiu min ha-ala mechalkalam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading and feeding them all the time. Everything she gave me, she permission to ask what to do, believe for her, sorry. And the people should be able to choose minyone ha-tayre ba-oilam. They give freedom of choice of permissible things for the man in all areas, in all your worldly things. When his body lab, it became absolute clue to them, the meaning and the belief, he called you in a name, that all the inyonim of the life, it knew the same, all the movements, all of them, Nahagim b'gzeres avoyis ala v'chepze, all of them has been conducted according to gzeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he wants. Was amdum b'chol v'inyam in your name, and therefore they choose to take things in their inyonim, yoisem is alasa. More than somebody else. Because if they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally behind them, so they choose to take inyonim of this worldly things more than anyone else would take. The Baal Tchala Baire, and the total Rana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiv Chala Matar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for them the good one, which is good for them. In other words, the world is full of opportunities. Full of choice. Even in permissible things, not only bad and good is a choice. All the things is full of choice. It's all full of opportunities HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to pick and choose and to develop and to grow. Now, since they know that everything behind accomplishment is only Hashem, and you know that even when you're supposed to get credit for your choice, but Hashem gives you the credit, still, final accomplishments done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they elect to take the opportunities and to develop and utilize opportunities much more than anyone else, because they will go in adventurous accomplishment much more and beyond than a person could even expect to do, because they never expected it on their own. I mean, these people have very high goals, very aloof goals. Because they say, listen, myself can't accomplish anything. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no limit to what I could accomplish. The enthusiasm of the Oyev Hashem, the one who loves Hashem, why does he love Hashem? Because he knows Hashem gives him so much beautiful opportunities beyond any man's comprehension, and sees the whole life is one chain of unended, beautiful, unlimited, beautiful, great opportunities, and he develops on it, he utilizes it, he's always excited. And the fact that he goes almost to the utmost, to the maximum of accomplishment, those are one of the manifestations of Oyev Hashem. Because to be an Oyev Hashem, it has to be justified with something. And what is one of the things that you see these beautiful opportunities, you see you could accomplish almost anything and everything. Because the line of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yivchah Lematem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will choose for them the good one, not for them, which is good. The Kasher is Bore Lem in HaTorah. And as it's going to be clarified for them, for this Oyev Hashem, from Torah viewpoint, Ki Umazer El Yon HaMitz, Kodesh Baruch Hu Bonus El Yon HaMitz, Se Metzalat Bechiris HaVayda HaVayda. Kodesh Baruch Hu is commanding on to be Boichen, in HaVayda HaVayda. Umerashim Bechiris HaTanugim HaGufniyem. And to be Merashim, not to go after choosing the pleasure of body, of physical pleasure, Imaniya Mehem, to hold back from them. Is Amdu Bechirosam, to stand in the opportunity of choice for Mokom Shemir where HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed them, to the crucial part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chosen. Lichloi Seilot, to get inclusive, including to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lichsach Lev Tzoynoi, the total line of it also in Belibam and Matfurim, inside and outside. The Chodlu, it is totally abandoned Mixoif to Yerun the Oilam, to the world, it thinks the whole, to the spirit of the world. The total get repulsive and disgusting to want anything in this world. Ubechol Levovam, Ubechol Nafsham, with all their heart, with all their life, Mitzapim, they expect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Ezer, his help, for Oymet, and his strength remained from him. In other words, they dwell into the world with the highest expectation and take the most opportunities to accomplishments, because they totally rely on the help and the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will Hokim Machshavtam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it possible that their thoughts, their intention, Baba Dosa, in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashkama Master should be able to finalize his deeds, the Master Baruch Hu, so that anything that he chose to do in his mitzvah. In Masha, what?
Your Machshava, who said it's right?
Therefore he says, the kasher is born le min atoira. After they gotta be clear from the Torah view, because you must be in a mitzvah from Tzav B'chir for his word, and together with Tzirikim, then there's to choose. In other words, they're not making up any opinions. After when they hear Torah, it gets clarified from Absol Torah about what is good, what is bad, Hashem wants, what he doesn't want, they go up to the maximum. Who are you? What are you? Have your accomplishment? Listen, I can't do anything, but Hashem helps. Hashem helps. He could do everything. And they expect to accomplish the highest accomplishment. It means to go for the highest goals. As I always said, our biggest problem is that we always said, he's such a humble person, and that you don't expect anything of us. Never mind that we're not. Of course, we're never going to get anything. We don't even have expectations. We have very low expectations. Now, why we have such a low expectation? Because we can't believe that we could accomplish something in this world. This is the first thing. But the reason why can't you accomplish? When you come to Olam Hazadigazach, when you go into business, you dream to become a millionaire. And you have a much lesser of a chance to become a millionaire in a physical term. Because who knows that's what Hashem gave Rosh Hashanah to become. But how can we know Shemaim? But when it comes to Yerushimayim, there is no limit to your growth. There's no limit to your potential that you could accomplish, and how much to get away from the world. And once you assure what you have to do, why don't you go for the maximum? Because what will help you? And what come out? And what they really had accomplished on the deeds, and really got what they wanted, what things they had accomplished, they will only praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're going to thank him, they're not going to take credit for that. Because the whole mitzvah that you went in, when you're going into Mission Impossible, says, listen, I'm lost, there's nothing I could do here. What I could only do with Hashem's Koyach, Hashem's Koyach, I could do everything. So you go in, and then you're successful. No matter the most successful you are, you're going to give all the appreciation, because you're not going to take any credit. But who? And just the truth. The truth is, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets all the credit. However, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabayach Lehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu will praise the person, Hishtavlusam, because they put the effort in, Ubchirosam, and what they chose. Only two things together, you see? This goes parallel with what Yuchai sort of said in above, which we learned. That in every act, there's three stages, in every deed, there's three stages. One is the decision, that is the bechira, the choice, the decision to go, to do or not to do. Then, the commitment to do it, that is shtablas. And then, the end result, the maisa. He said, the maisa is always accomplished by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't accomplish anything. But we do get credit, he says, al ishtablusam ukhirasam. You made a choice to do it, and they made a shtablas to do it. So when a person chooses to be good, and chooses to be the maximum good, and makes the shtablas as much as he can in his own hand, all this shtablas has no connection to the outcome. The outcome is fully in Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand. Now, the bus father, when she went down to save Moshe Rabbeinu, she sees a little baby crying in the middle of the Red Sea. She's far away. She says, Tishlach HaSamosa. She stretches her hand to take her. And it took her. Chazal tells her, she started Amosa Amos Harbor, 16 Amos. It became a nest. Her hand stretched out many, many Amos. Now, the question goes, why did she stretch out her hand to begin with? So the answer is, when you see a tzolos nefesh, see a person is in danger, see the baby's in danger, what do? You have to do the maximum of your capacity to do. So what was the maximum? Just stretching out her hand. She did her shtablus. She was boycott to save it. She made the shtavas by stretching her hand. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ass, and her hand got stretched out many, many amas. Okay, what is she getting? Now, who saved this child? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really saved her. Without the ness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the child couldn't be saved. But Masu gets credit. She, what did she do? She elected to choose the child, and she made the shtavas, stretching out her hand. Did it have any connection with the outcome? No, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make an ass. The ma'ase, so is in every respect, all the ma'asem is accomplished by Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're getting credit for the bechira for the shtavlas. Now comes up, and you have a bechira to be good, and you make the maximum for shtavlas, and the ma'ase didn't come out anything, you're still getting credit. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu himself makes sure that the ma'ase, very simple, because you never have a ma'ase. Now we have a good pshat. Why? They say, there's two mamod chazal. Chishev la'asas mitzvah, Nenus is Kuzbach Machshiva Kilo also, like he did it. That you understand. He intended to do something, but it didn't go out. Kuzbach, the next statement is Shavatayu Kuzbach Mitzalim, a good intention, Kuzbach Mitzalim Lamaisa. The meaning of the second statement is the same as the first one. A good intention, even if he didn't do it, Mitzalim Lamaisa. But it doesn't say Mitzalim Lamaisa. He could say this statement is needed for every accomplishment. Because Lamaisa, we say Baruch Hashem Kuzbach did it. All the ma'asim is not done. Hu levado osa v'oisa v'yase v'chol ha'ma'asim. Ma'asim, he does everything. So what is my credit? The machshava toira. Yeh the machshava toira. Yeh shavas dini yeh the shtavlas. Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzarfo le'ma'asim to the ma'asim for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzarfo yur machshava toira to the ma'asim. So it comes out, we ma'ash yotza memel geder ha'ma'asim. Everything which we had accomplished in the geder ha'ma'asim, we had done it. Is we Yeshabchu Elul. We will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. We deal Bavura. We're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, that you made a ma'aseh. Who? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Meshaveach Lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshaveach the person. For what? For Yishtadlu Sam Ebechirosa. For the Bavit Bos Mishtadlu Ebos Baruch
Hu. If he had ma'aseh without Machshava Teva?
It's Lema'aseh, it's not yours. Except in Tzedokah. Therefore, Ma'aseh Atem Meshaveach Lehem is Taka not yours. Because it's all done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have many ma'asim toivim without machshav al chayim, you shouldn't get any credit for it. Kol Baruch is Baal Chesed, it does. Anyway, give credit for the ma'asim, but is why? Because the Baal Tanya says. Because how many times do you have a machshav toivim? Machshav toivim, it is tavas toivim, it doesn't come out the ma'asim. So you get hanged. Many machshav toivim, so Kol Baruch Hu takes the yesterday machshav without the ma'asim, and today's ma'asim without the machshav. Because the minute when I go on continuously with machshava toiva, and even I don't see it l'maisa, but I don't give up, so I do believe, but since I do my act, so Kodesh Baruch owes it to you, owes you the ma'asim. So many times tomorrow, the ma'asim comes to you without machshava. In particular, the Valtayin Azot is lagabe tefillah. Valtayin Azot is many times you say tefillah without machshava. And then when it comes one day, we have a galdi machshava with tefillah, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu takes all the ma'aseh, all the tefillah, which is loy machshava, is mitzalaf, it's machshava, it becomes a tefillah of Yitzhak Neshama. Ima shelo yichlu laharzo machshavtam, in any other area where they couldn't show their intention, their mind. Why? Mitne chalishu some mehasigoi, they were too weak to be masigin at machshava, they were too short-minded to get to the level to nothing. It's not so written. So, this oyv Hashem, anything which could be massive, which is machshava, he does. This thing, which the oyv Hashem, which he can't be because it's too weak, it's not so listening to him. They should ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I recall Menatzel in English. They excuse themselves for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yifkei Basoy Soy, and it's Hashem, unfortunately, I just can't, my mind is too weak to do it. And I would love to do it. The Yifkei Basoy Soy, we elect to be a Shukla anytime we can. We ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, please forgive me that I can't deliver you, for instance. A person wants to learn a sugya. A sugya in Shas. He learns that he can show it in Shas from Mars. Eventually, he learns the Shas. But there are certain you open the book, you have certain Kabbalah from Mars and Malkova. You have no, absolutely, you can't even start learning. But you want to learn it. So he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, forgive me, I would love to learn it. Anytime my Machshava is going to come after, I'm going to do it, I want to do it then. And look forward to the touch. She is Meneya Boy the Bezros. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give me an opportunity to help him. He should be able to do it because they're eager to be Kvikan Tarak Mitzvah, Imilan Kolotari Kulo. I can do it now for any reason. They're looking forward to any time Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then, we is Chanenu Elof, and they will continuously ask Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're going to beg Kodesh Baruch Hu on the earth that the Nefesh Zaku, with a few Nefesh, believe Nefesh, a full heart. The year, this is going to be for them tachlis mavayim, the final desire. The Oyev Hashem, what is the greatest gift? This is the greatest desire for Oyev Hashem, which you could give him, will be that you should be able to accomplish mitzvah Hashem, which you couldn't accomplish tinsar. The Kates Mishalo Somelkin, that's going to be the end of their request. There's nothing more requesting as this. Moshe Omer Dovid HaRoshon, like Dovid HaMelech said in Tehillim, Achlai, my request, my yearning, Yikoyin Yudrochai, is all, should be established, my path, Lishmo Chikech, in order to fulfill all your mitzvahs. Vishavach HaBoire, and this Oyev Hashem will always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chirosam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him, B'avodosayim, to serve him, Afilu Imimon HaMem Kimo Maisa, even if he doesn't let me do the Maisa. The fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me that I should serve him, even the mice, I can do it. Moshe Omer Dovid, the Dovid says, Yan Asher, Kodesh Baruch Hu told to Dovid, Yan Asher, Imhoim Levavko, since it wasn't it in your heart, leaving his advice to me to build a home, a house for my name. At the voice, he did good with it, for even Levavko, the fact that it wasn't in your heart. In other words, Dovid HaMelech yearned all his life to build a Beis HaMikdash, and also Hashem, the mice, didn't allow him to build a Beis HaMikdash. But Hashem said, since it wasn't in your heart to build my house for my name, with that you did good. Because of that. And this I have Hashem, but also in Yonah Olamam, to leave behind all the Yonah of the world, the thing by Nogos Gifei, all the material, physical conduct, with the voice in the heart, Machshavosam, and in the thought. That they have no desire for that, they have no intention for that. It's Asker Behem B'Chushem HaGufnim. They only are busy with the senses, the physical senses, only based on Tzorich and the absolute need, Vadoichek, they've been pressed to do it, also for different because the whole thing is non-important, it's cheap for them, the kalusa b'nem is light in the eye. They give the least amount of attention for the physical needs and only do it the most necessary things which they have no choice. Why? Because it has no value for them, it's junk. If pinu naf shoysam is totally make available to their nefesh for the boys in the house, only linyone tairosa. Only busy in Yonah and Tayyib Avoid the Sakim Sakosh Bach and Chvoidai to bring Kobe Sakosh Bach, or Rabbi Musa to Elevate Sakosh Bach, or Lishma Mitzvah, or Kippus Mitzvah. It means all the dedication, all the focus is Tachlis, not anything which has to do with this world. The Gufoysam, Oilo Miyais, and their body, the Livoysam Ruchaniyais, the Gufoysam. And the gufoisam oilomiyos, the body, the gufoisam, any time that their body is being busy with worldly things, but their heart, through the gufoisam, only the body is busy with oilomiyos, with worldly things. However, the gufoisam, but their heart, ruchanios, they're only busy with ruchanios things. As the Kotzker says, if only the gia kapecho, only the toe, the struggle of your hands, of your body, is you busy in this world, then it's good for you. But if your tension, your moyach, and your heart is busy for panosa, then it's not good for you. That's what he says. Only the gufoisam oilomios, only the body is worldly, but the boisam, their heart is ruchanios, it's all full of ruchanios. The hand, this is Mamasha Beliboisam. Anything which you carry in the heart is only to carry Midias Elohim. Only things which brings to knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilo Oiv de Moisam, they consider themselves like they continuously serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Amalokham HaKadosh Meshmeh HaShemayim. Those are part of the Malokham HaKadosh, the Holy Malokham, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always in service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His intention, his heart, his brain is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nomasu HaTavo is Beliboisam. The tavas in the heart is totally dissolved, totally disgusting. It's totally repulsive for them. The neker mehem is totally uprooted from them. Hakoisev the yearning letanugim to worldly pleasures. They absolutely have no desire for the pleasures. Why? Babu mashenichas mehem, because they had replaced the yearning part in the heart. Min hakoisev avoyz esavoyz to yearning to kodesh boker mahavoyz to love him. As the famous Chavis Salvovitz statement, there is no two yearnings in a person's heart, there's no two loves in a person's heart. So every person's heart yearns, every person's heart loves. But when you yearn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't yearn to Yonah Olam Hazeh, you can't have any Chavis Olam Hazeh, and all those things doesn't pick up any place. V'chotso, Eisha Yetzir Mili Boisam. it totally extinguishes the fire of the Yetzer from the heart. And if Sak Chuma and the warmness of the worldly things becomes totally disconnected from the thoughts, Oitzem, because of the Ser Mashal of Oshem or Avoid, because he dressed up the heart from the light of Avoidus Hashem. They don't even have any light, just like it will happen, the Ner, the candle, the Noicha Chor Hashem, is compared to the light of the sun. Take a light, take a glass in the middle of the day when the sun is shining light and becoming a candle. You won't even notice the candle. So it's also the heart is so immersed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes any physical desire, anything else, it absolutely doesn't bring anything. And it totally humbles and subdued because of the fear of Kodesh Baruch Hu, his father of Olam, they continuously be mevada son of the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'kitzurim, those which they didn't do. Because there's always things they want to accomplish more and they didn't. The Shachachu, and the Bodan l'avodosai, continuously the Bodan to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Chashashu l'chesara, the Chashashu l'chesara. And they don't care anything which is missing, that's in Yonah Oilem Azeh. Anything which is missing, it doesn't bother them. Tira Oysam, you're going to see the Kushim is asking him, when you see when the Sadiq, the Ahave Hashem, when they are busy with worldly things, you're going to see him, Boishas. You see, people are busy with just like their brothers to shame. Like you caught a gun of doing something wrong. When you see, this is one of the things when it's a Havi Hashem when they eat. Anything they do when they do worldly things, they bathe, they go take a shower. Any goofness they get up to, they do it in gewaltige smears. They do it like a very embarrassing form. You know, because what are you doing? Like you're taking care of your physical body. Just forgive me, you're going to the bathroom. You know, you do such a thing, it smears. It's not that, it shows the low power of the person. So the same thing, anytime when they're involved in material, physical things, they do it ka'achi haboishas, like their brothers do shameful things. They do it in such a sneezing way. This is one of the things that the righteous people, they don't eat in public, unless it's a Suda's mitzvah. But eating is a private thing, like they never do something which is physical, they have to make exercise. They never do it in public. You're taking care of your body, like you're embarrassed, you know, you're taking care of your baby. You're babyishing yourself. All those physical things, they do it in with absolute sneers, because they're ashamed of it. When you speak to the Sahav Hashem, Chachomim, they are Chachomim. Because the head is always in Chachomah. When you ask things to Sahav Hashem, Yodim, they always know, because they're always aware, they're always alert. And if you sin to them, if you offended them, I know when they're humble, they're never going to be offended. You know, because the Sahav Hashem is so merciful, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't offend me. Tziret Tzuroisam, you will see their image. If you look at the Etzur of the Hav Hashem, you see She'ol Aleim Ha'or, they have light in the face. Chachma Sodom Toir Polam. The Hav Hashem, they're always shining, they're always beaming, where they have it. Vim Tamad Al Vovos, if you want to establish what's in their heart, Tira Al Vovos Nishborim Lelaim, you see broken hearts of Kodesh Baruch. We want to see how this is, you're going to see it's one chain, a piece of broken heart of Kodesh Baruch. B'Sichosoi, when he speaks in Divrei Elohim, when he speaks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he speaks in Torah, in Tefillah, Noi Shovim, you're always peace and calm and happy. Like tranquil. When he speaks about godly things, Noi Shovim, they're tranquil, they're pleasurous. B'Yisko Oilam, when you see them busy, they talk about worldly things, Nishamim. Meshamim means how do you call it? Meshamem.
Boring.
See, when you see them, they're talking garlic things. Yeah, you're yearning. When you see them talking Elokus, you think Meshamim, they're so happy, they're tranquil. They could sit for hours and talk about it. Biskoilam, when they talk about worldly things, Meshamim, it's boring. You know, who is interested in it? Mileo Ahavas Elohim Leboisam, beautifully puts it down, like he gives a beautiful description of himself. If not, how can you describe such a person? Mileo Ahavas Elohim Leboisam, the heart is full of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eine Moitzayim, if don't find the Divrei Abruim for anything which the creatures talk, tava, they don't have any tava for that. They talk with them, they don't find any pleasure. Ma'asu derech ha-shchisus. They are totally despising the path of shchisus, destruction. Hoku, and they always go the mitzchar ha-nesivois, the most chosen path. They always take the most beautiful path and always go for the best. Ubeschusam, and the schus of those ahavei Hashem, mistalkim ha-yisurim. Yisurim is being eliminated from the world. The Yodim Akshomim, rain comes down over the world. Those Ahavei Hashem, because the Tos immersed Kosh Baruch in their schus, the world has less Yisurim, rain comes. B'schusam in their schus, Yishuke Odom Valtemor. The man and the behemoth will be fed with water. Refisha Manu Gufoisam in Arois, because they had hold themselves back from physical Gashmizige Arois, from pleasure. And they pull away themselves from the pleasure of food to eat. And they run away from the nefesh and any kind which has to do with Iser. And they always go in the path in the right way. So therefore, the whole world is benefiting everything. As Chanina ben Doisa, Kol Yom Bas Kol Yoytes, Kol Olam Nizar Baba Chanina Beni. Why? But the Chanina ben Doisa be Kaf Charufu. Now we give a different shot. It's connected. The more the Oyev Hashem deprives himself from pleasure of this world. Why? Because he has no room to get pleasure from the world, because he's filled with pleasure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dai loy bekaf charuvim. V'chnina b'ni, v'chnina ben doyse, v'chnina b'ni, dai loy, it was enough for him, bekaf charuvim, with kerem. What's with dai loy? Means he didn't feel hunger b'chlav. Why didn't he feel hunger? Because he was fully filled with love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out, every piece of Gashmias, this, you know, like if you may say, if the tzaddik, the Oyev Hashem, eats one slice bread less. Why? Because he has no room in his stomach, because that slice bread was already, that room in the stomach was filled with the Havas Hashem. This slice bread which he eats less creates tons of food for other people. He connects that. The Oyev Hashem, because of his Havas Hashem, does not need this world, has no room, worldly things, and deprives himself from pleasures and food, from any kind of physical pleasure. He's not interested in any honor of tithe or fanor. He's even less with his wife, of course, obviously, it's the same of halachos. His wife is moichos, his wife doesn't need it. But if his wife doesn't need him, he has no desire to even to get close to his wife, because he's too much in math. Any elimination of pleasure of this world, permissible pleasure, we're talking, because he has no room, because the Havas Hashem took over, what does it produce? It produced endless supply to the world. And this takim shat, kol ha'olam nizam ba'avu chanina b'ni, the food of the whole world was nizam, was mefunes, because chanina b'ni was daila ve'kaf cheruvim. He was such a oyev Hashem that he couldn't eat any moment in a piece of kerem. From Shabbos to Shabbos, there was no room to take into his food. As the Chazon said, very beautiful, he never feels hunger. Why was he never felt hunger? He was satiated with Torah. He was so much immersed in the Havas Hashem and the Havas Torah that the Havas Hashem energized and filled him. He saw when he bought him food, he understood he has to eat in order to maintain his life. So what's happening? Not only that he benefits because of Hashem, because I have to know, it's very interesting, that this Oyev Hashem, he deserves everything. The whole kol ha'olam, kol ha'olam mitzayir lishma, what's it mean? Kol ha'olam kedayu loy. The whole world is belonging to him. It means all the panosa is coming to this person. All the pleasure comes to this person. And no yisurim should come on this person. Everything comes to him. Kol ha'olam, the whole world, Hashem wants to give him, he's Oyev Hashem, Hashem loves him too. Hashem wants to give him the whole world. But he can't utilize it. He doesn't take the whole world. He doesn't feel any time in the whole world. But Hashem gives him the whole world. Where does it go? It goes to the whole world. He's a supplier of the pleasure of the whole world. He endures Yisurim because of Ahavas Hashem. He doesn't deserve Yisurim. Hashem has to take away the Yisurim. But for him it is Yisurim because his Ahavas Hashem manifests in Yisurim. His Yisurim may have it. But Hashem has to take away Yisurim, but it doesn't let go from Yisurim. Hashem has to take it away. He takes it away from other people. So all the Yisurim from other people gets eliminated because this Oyev Hashem is enduring Yisurim. It's called Yisurim Me'ahavah. It's a beautiful. That's the mechanism how it works. Poshet Geret. That's the way it works. Okay.
Can the same person do the same thing? Like between the Olam, like if you give up something, I mean, I don't know if Hashem on all aspects, but if like you want the extra and you don't, can you say that that's your
I didn't say it clearly, stating the others. Maybe I did say it to everybody later. Moigdela Musa, I said, the Eisen and Vardiker, maybe Barab Desra. Mashma is, I said it in Tanya, we learn in Tanya. Every time that we learn Madregas, Shara, the Oiv Hashem, Madregas, who could say the Oiv Hashem? And I think we have a mistake here. We think we're speaking about an abstract situation, which I'm never going to be there, I mean, who? I think it's a big madrechalism. I think it's a mistake. Every person in a certain area of life, in a certain level of life, he touches this type of Oiv Hashem. It's not 100%. But the 1% of his life is a full Oiv Hashem. There's five levels of people. Tzadik v'toivloi, Tzadik v'raloi, Rosh v'toivloi, Rosh v'raloi, and Beinoni. And it brings down everyone what it means. And finally it brings out there's such a thing as what is Tzadik v'toivloi? That's very unique. That's David HaMelech. It's a toivloi that he has no ra. What is Tzadik v'raloi? He's a total Tzadik, but he's ra. He has a ra, but it belongs to him. He's totally balabos on his ra. He's sleeping. He takes his ra, puts him to sleep, knocks him out. But it's there. Here and there he could wake up. Beinoni is also tzaddik. Total tzaddik, never does anything else, but he has always a fight. He always has a beinoni. He's always middle tzaddik, he's always boicher. The tzaddik ra doesn't have to be boicher. He knocked him out. Tzaddik tzaddik, he killed him. He totally uprooted him. So as I said, every person has a certain percent of tzaddik tzaddik. There's a certain area in a person, like I would say, like a Avodah Zarah. The chinus of Avodah Zarah, we are tzaddik v'toivloi. We have no ra. It's totally, it's not my accomplishment, but I'm Sheikh Nesir Zayl accomplish it. We could say, in the chinus of Avodah Zarah, I can't say, I have a ra, I have an inclination to serve Avodah Zarah, but ra, I'm balabos on it, it sleeps. It's Mishnah Zayl. You have to do Meshuvah to the Avodah Zarah. You could take it in, but always bring it back to you. But this part of ra, which is the gab of Avodah Zarah, is tzaddik v'toivloi. I got totally emptied out, totally cleaved out. Amshek Loiser cut it out. Mor Hashem B'Slavach, they made operation. They cut out a tumor of the Yetzer Hara, which has to do with Avodah Zarah. Now, what about Chilul Shabbos? You have a desire to take your car and go to the beach in Shabbos? That's Tzadik V'Rala. That exists. Not so bad to go with the car to the beach. But Rala, it belongs to me. I have no shaykhus to that. I knocked him out. But here and there, people wake up, unfortunately, and the Ra wakes up and gets Meshuvah, and he does it. What does that have? What about Tavis of Aroyas? Tavis Aroyas, in your Tzadik, you never do Achazah, but that's a Beinoni. You have a fight, you continue struggle. There you are in a Beinoni. What in Ode comes to Lashon Hara, they come to Rosh HaVeraloi. You speak Lashon Hara, but unfortunately, that you know it's not right, right? It's bad for you, it's a Madrega. The Raloi is still a Madrege. You're Rosh, you speak Lashon Hara, but Raloi. And what about small things that you don't even care about it, you just be covered? It's Rosh HaVeraloi. You do it, it's good. You don't even bother to do it. You do it, you just simply step on it, stumble on it. You do it with such a zilzul. So every person has all five areas. In of course, our job is it should be more Tzadik HaTovloi, more Tzadik Veraloi, more Bein in the Rosh HaVeraloi. Rosh HaVeraloi is also Madregi. You make an Avera Midat Mitzray, do Chorot, and there's a Tshuva on it. Of course, the Rosh HaVeraloi, unfortunately, is the total of the Rosh HaVeraloi, which he does, and so again, it doesn't even bother that there's something wrong. So all of us have a touch in all five areas. We're not speaking about five different people. The Tzadik HaTovloi is David HaMelech, and Tzadik HaRal is this, and Bein in is this, and Rosh is he. Every person has in a certain union a shaykhus to this and to this and to that. Same thing in Oiv Hashem, which is speaking here. We're not speaking in an aspect of a person, you know, Chanina ben Doise. He was the absolute, the beautiful thing that Daila Bekaf Chorim Cholal Nizm Chanina Beni. But you could also be in a certain area, maybe at a certain times, not all times, that we have to work and to get a touch of Ahavas Hashem, that you become repulsive of Tanug Oilam Azeh, and you give it up, and you want to take on it, and then you have to know, every time when you give up a certain time, again, you know, withhold something, things, who is benefiting? Somebody else is benefiting, you're eliminating Surim. Therefore, so now you could understand why Tzadik have his Surim. The Tzadikim, they get unbearable Surim. They're pleasure having this Surim. Tzadikim had the Mardigans, Tzadikim, the Chatur of the Chayim Rochi steps such a swollen feet. Such a swollen feet, and pain on the feet, everything, you never sight, you never krechus, everything. Scared of the Chayim Rochi, I remember never, the last 2 years when he had cancer in his back, nobody knew what it is. He had such an unbearable pain, like he was standing like stiff, like he couldn't move, like doctors, when he collapsed 2 weeks before he passed away, when he collapsed and took him in, so the whole backbone could have always infested with cancer. And he said they couldn't understand how the man maintained himself. They couldn't understand how the man made this for years accumulated. And in the beginning, nobody saw that yes, man, he had a smile on his face, it was radiating. Now, how did he took the pain? He says, Baruch Hashem, for every pain which is makabel ba'ahava, every yid which came in with Yisurim, with all kind of things, and gave him a bracha, and he got help. Why didn't he get help? Because he took over the Yisurim. Because this tzaddik, this Oyev Hashem, which he endorsed Yisurim, eliminates Yisurim from others. And the same thing, it takes away pleasure from Oyev Hazeh. He's automatic, he's mashpia, ashpoz, terrified for others. So the Yisur Tzaddikim didn't have bread to it, it was a poor man. But therefore he supplied food for the whole world. And this was the Chodesh of the Tzarishim. That's the connection from the Oyev Hashem, that's the Sefi. B'schusam, it's a beautiful word. B'schusam, in their schus, mistalkina yisurim go away, the odd mishom, the rain comes. U'b'schusam, ishukha odam el-fema. Even the animals are being fed in their schus. The fish are modu gufais meroiz, because they eliminated their guf from pleasure of eroiz. U'moshu dem yuvin amatamim. U'borchu ben afshaisu min asurim, the rain of everything. U'borchu v'derech atoy v'shoreh. Me'le giyu el ha-ma'alos ha-gdolis, they reached out to the highest ma'alos, v'sevel yomi ma'atim. Just to let himself torture a few days, it accomplished both worlds. It accomplished two worlds, the world here and the world there. The kids to shtei atoyves, and the geret, both toyves. The shlimu shnei yisroinim, and he got both adventures in this world and the world to come too. Kuma shenever b'mizvah, like the Dilem says, Ashrei ish yores Hashem. How fortunate the man who fears Hashem atzoytes is. The whole world goes zari yishe'oret. The whole world is benefited. In minatema ben yonam. And what is wondrous in the eyes, in the inyan, what is wondrous in the inyonam from the eye of Hashem? Ki mi'atu b'nei ma'mitzah shatitzivavom. It's too little what Yaakov Baruch Hu meant them. They say, so easy to be yid, except Esther for little things. Minatema ben Yonah, but the Ahav Hashem, but they're always wondering, how come Kodesh Baruch Hu told us so little to do? It doesn't demand anything from us. Because everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu demands them to do is so easy to do. They're willing to get, they're ready to jump in fire day and night for him. They're ready to do all kinds of things. It's always, kima'atu b'neim, in their eyes, is always little, ha-mitzvah shat tzivam ba'am ha-boy, which Kodesh Baruch Hu told them. Mitzat chodesh tavosa, because they feel so committed to the goodness, she'etiv lehem, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is so good to me, he gives me so much toivo, and what he's asking me to do in return is so little. What you give me, what I have to do back, has no comparison. But because they take on so much on themselves to work with tablos, with sevel, how much they're willing to put in effort and to carry, but miton, how much they want to be dovek to the midos of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, whatever Hashem asks them to do, it's little, it's nothing. Everything is easy in life for them to do. There this is. Kasha the Sapaluch, as I will tell you, as they're going to. The fish of Monomitis Aboyre, because they counted how many mitzvahs is from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Gia Mispakil Mispind, all the mitzvahs together, Sheshma Shishosh Mispind, only 650 mitzvahs. Mehen, Shlosh Mispashish Komish Mitzvah Loisus, Renazorus, the 365 Shishundu. In Mehem from that is mitzvah shukhem v'en ha-tzibir v'en ha-yuchat chem. Many mitzvahs is only the tzibir is chayv. Min shoifti, melochim, samigdash. Only tzibir is not the yochid. Shishim v'en ha-yuchat chem, shishim v'chomesh mitzvahs. 65 of the 365 are 65, which is shach to the tzibir. Mehem, there is many mitzvahs shes mangalom, it's only tied to time. A mitzvah shen esrik, now it's not sukkah. Mitzvah shen Shabbos, now it's not Shabbos. I can do it now. Then a mitzvah of losing man, midrashes man, the mitzvah she's spending in time. Shabbos is from Adim, but Tomis when you have to fast, you don't have Shabbos. In my hand, and then there's mitzvahs, I say, Shechivim Boris Vulvad, I could lose only Neretz Yisrael, I'm a good Florid. Kuma Korban Asayochim, Mishmak of Korbonus, Trumus Samaisus, Chigigis for the Golim, to be oil regal, whatever. Umehem, then there is mitzvah mitzvah, it's depending on things. His house, you have to put him in his, if you have a roof, you have to put a mic. If I have no roof, you have to put a mic. Comes out, when they make a chesna out of 630 mitzvahs, they're very few, they have no chayim, they complain. Hashem, I want to do mitzvahs, and make a chesna. How much is from the 630 mitzvahs, 365 which you shouldn't do. It's a big deal. So only left 248 which you should do. Out of 248 which you do, the 65 belongs to Tzibur. And the balance belongs to Beis HaMikdash. The balance belongs to time. The balance belongs to conditions. Comes out, there's very few mitzvahs left which you could experiment continuously. Because Shimotzim is chayvim them. And when they find them, then they're mechuyev to do it. Because you poke them and they're missing, because they're not mechuyev to do it. You have a mitzvah to circumcise your son, but you have no son. I'm a Levi, I have no mitzvah pidin aben. I remember, once I got big cheshik to be the kind of mitzvah cheshis agez. And to throw, you could become mitzvah cheshis agez. It's the whole thing that you have to buy, go into the farmer, you buy five sheep, because you must have 5 sheep, and you wait until the wool grows. And you become mitzvah cheshis agez. You take you shave the 5 sheep, it's called and you shave the wool, and then you give the cheshis agez. You give for the koyan, and that's mekami. Even today, mekami cheshis agez. And I got a big cheshis to mekami cheshis agez. And mamash agez, it costs money. You have to buy 5 sheep. Like there's a mitzvah of peter chamor. You buy a donkey, and you keep him. You give it to farmers to keep it, you pay money for the food, everything, you wait till it comes spring, you're going to get a chamor, a bechor, pig and peter bechor. So then you redeem it in a sheep, it's a big mitzvah. Because what it do with this, with the wool, you think they will give it to the coin, then they buy it back from the coin, and then you make from a tzitzis. So got cheshik, and a cheshik to have a tzitzis of cheshik, again, not too much. So if it comes again, so take the other day, take the shikhanolach, and tell them again. The first thing I learned, a lady spotted for Rishis against, oh, you took away my mitzvah. I'm a lady. I remember, I felt a letdown. I felt, that's what it says. The Oyev Hashem complains, Hashem, he took away mitzvah. Here in a tradition, I want to make a mitzvah of Rishis against. I want to make a mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Chamot. I can't, you took it away from me. I'm born a lady. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a lady. I could have become this mitzvah. So the Oyev Hashem complains. Oh, it says, Baruch Hashem, I'm a potter of this, potter of this. But if Oyev Hashem want to do it, you could do it. You could do it. I just remember that I had this experience and I started learning with the Rishis Agez. I want to know the detail. I didn't want to go out to the mitzvah. I wanted to know, I wanted to learn the process of the mitzvah. The person was like that. A Kohen Levi cannot make a Rishis Agez. A Levi spotted the Rishis Agez. A Levi spotted the just like you could make my father didn't make a Pidyon HaBen because I'm a Levi. So the Oyev Hashem, I says, I'm Baruch Hashem proper. He complains. He took away a mitzvah from me. Is kishepok this kemitzus milo mishenu vidamim shalom mitzus makel mishen labayis mitzus kividav em liyosem adoyim leze the kashem on a mitzus if finally you're gonna figure out all the mitzus that you can do always they said lenal azores v'cheshman you can't bring the abeiros in the cheshman the abeiros mitzus shamidam that this you can do you see also the kimu chilin the ikar is what you have to do the kimu chavosan mitzus you have to go out and do the tiktam b'neim avados alakim become very small very little. There's very few opportunities to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu to complain. Vimatu etzlam ma'aseyem, and whatever they do is going to be insignificant. They feel insignificant to what they're doing to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Matzad because ma'vayim ve'kospam, they so want, they so desire ma'ashegibal etzlam to reach out to etzlam Elokim. So whatever they do, it's to minimize it. It's insignificant. In Bikshu Mitzvahs, they will always look out for mitzvahs seich, b'choy v'seivim, they always search for mitzvahs seich, to do b'choy v'seivim, to with the body, asher choy v'seivim, so Melech comes out, it comes to bake matzahs, they never stop with it, they're busy, they buy the wheat, and they cut the wheat, and they pick the wheat one by one, and they grind them, and they knit them themselves, and they bake them themselves, they go to the matzah bake, they slept, they're busy, because here I have already a mitzvah kenshin team, so pay money, let somebody else do. Whatever they could be physically involved, the mitzvah Avrim. If big should this look out for mitzvah say, oh, come here, mechavis emitzu, mechavis emitzu, like baking matzahs, and then mechavis yochid, mechavis all the time, mechavinyan. And they look to do it. And when they want to find a mitzvah Avrim, something she could do all the time, there's never any interruption, but the Moshe didn't find any other mitzvah she could do in the Kriyas Avrim with a mitzvah. Kriyas Avrim, she could fulfill. It's a mitzvah which you could always do.
No question about it that this is dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And you see all these people who went in this path, their existence testifies that this is a way to Hashem, that's the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you see the byproduct, what is really coming up. In other words, if you talk about it, if you want to really, if you rationalize about it, you come to your self-conviction, absolute, that this is what is. It's not only 613 pragmatic do this, do, don't do, do, and don't do. That's not enough. You have to dedicate your heart, you have to grow, you have to purify your midas, you have to purify characteristics, you also have to find ways how you could make the best contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, best communication with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This means Chodesh Salvov, the duty of your heart, not your organs, not your avarim, which you do what you don't do. And you see the byproduct, you see the results. Those people who live with Chodesh Salvov, they see they're a totally different type of people. They're always high, they're always dedicated, always in love, they're always immersed in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Giyuba, and they had reached, those people who were continuously involved in the duty of the heart, the Giyuba, and they had reached through this method, Elot Chunois Haromois, on very high elevated characteristics, but Amalois Haikoros, very high beautiful elevations, Avodas Elokim, for everything which is involved of serving God, but left Shalom with a full heart. Vahava Oisai, and they accomplished a tremendous love to God. A trustworthy love, a love, a true and true love, belef, the nefesh, with all your heart, with all your soul, baguf, with all your body, b'momo, with all your money. Moshe Tzira, Nabai, Novel, Hashem, like the prophet Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, says, v'haft Hashem alakecho, v'shul love Hashem, your God, b'chol avofcho, with your entire heart, b'chol nafshecho, with your entire soul, b'chol modecho, with your entire possession. In other words, they gave away everything which they possess, in every part of their life which they possess. If this is the instinct, or this is the life, or this is the possession, with everything they express the great love to God. And those elevated people, those people, it means today, those people who live today with a great love to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Odam El Madregas, they are close from all other people, they're close to the level of prophets, Haborim, the pure Vazakim Achasidim. The pure, absolute, purified, righteous, Ashekoyres Makosev, which of course he calls them, Ahavi Hashem, the lover of Hashem, Ahavi Shema, the lover of his name. Abraham Nehemiah, on those people as himself, Lahamchiloi Havai, to inherit to my lovers, Yesh. There's enough. Hashem says, there's enough to inherit to my lovers. Oitroiseyem, and their treasures, Amale, I will fill. No. What has been an oitzer? Oitzer really is not a treasure. Oitzer is a storage place. When you build a big silo, a big storage place, the biggest storage, Hashem says, I will build whatever you build as a store place, I will fill. Now those who love Hashem, those who are dedicated to Kodesh Baruch Hu, absolutely, what are they doing? They continuously build tremendous chambers, tremendous storage places in their own heart. And Hashem says, Ahave Hashem, Elaham Chil Ahava Yesh, to inherit to those who love me, I have enough. As much you want, I'm going to appear. Harchef Picho Vamaleyu. Widen your mouth, I'm going to fill him. As much as you want, as much as you desire, you're going to be filled. Shabbat Im Ato Ochi, if you, my brother, Chofetz Bechavrosam, you desire to be in the friendship of those people, you want to be with this Ahavi Hashem, with this lovers of Hashem. Elikones Bekitoisam. You want to go in their class. You want to be a part of their class. What should you do? Purilu would join us. You want to join the lovers of Hashem. You want to be considered you loving Hashem. And you would join the class of those Chassidim. What should you do? What's the first thing you should do? Azoiv. The first thing you have to do. Azoiv Moisre Oilamcho. First, leave behind the excessiveness of this world. Don't take from this world anything excess which you don't need. Misalem, look away. Even if it's available, don't try to enjoy and take benefit from anything which is excessive. But hey, Mr. Topic, it should be enough for you, but more than that, just the food which you have to have, the bare minimum food which you need for your daily consumption. But Hargel Atzmacho, and first, next thing is, get used to it, Lamad Bila Biladem, that you should be able to exist without all the specialties which the world has to offer. In other words, first stay away from it, even if it's hard for you, and then get used to it, then you don't even need them later. Therefore, if you're not going to need them, you're going to relieve yourself, you're going to make it easy on you, you're going to make light on you, ease on you, the business from this world on your soul, you're not going to be always immersed, you need this, you need that. You couldn't care less if you have it or not. You don't need it. V'fane lipcho, and dedicate your heart, and mehamik machshavt, and v'fane lipcho, and empty your heart, not dedicate, v'fane, empty out your heart, mehamik, that you should deepen machshavtuch, your thoughts, behem, in those worldly things. Don't try to deepen your heart in those worldly things. Take the minimum. Don't be immersed in the worldly thing. How can I accomplish this? How can I achieve this? The roots only run with volume in things that tzrichim lecho, which is absolute necessary to you, begufcho, in your body. But loy bilvavcho ubitzoimcho. But don't do it with your full heart, with your full desire. That shouldn't be your full dedication. For instance, kishoyse harefu hamora, just like you drink a bit of medicine. You have to drink medicine. Ashi yishto oiso befiv. You only drink it with your mouth. But not your desire. You have no lust to drink it. You obviously have to take a bit of medicine. You take them. You know you have to take it. But you're anxious to take it. You do it full heartedly. You're excited. No. You do it because you have to. It's despising, disgusting. The drink of the medicine is disgusting. You can't stand it. However, you do it because you have to. It makes it easy on him, enlightens on him the burden of the bitterness, the tolerance of the bitterness, and to push away the disgusting part of it. That's what you do. So shall be every time when you take your consumption of this milk. You know, this is a madrega. He said, any time when you have to drink a coffee, you why do you drink a coffee? Because you desire it, you want it, it's pleasurous, it's joyful. You don't do it because you have to, you don't do it because it's joyful. Those people in love totally with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're totally involved in living a spiritual life. Anything that you take from the world is like medicine. You have to drink it, you have to energize your body, who needs it, who wants it, it's disgusting. You don't think anything of this world if it's not necessary. You take anything which you take into your mouth, anything which you do, anything money which you spend for yourself, anything which you do, it's medicine. I wish I wouldn't have to. You totally separate with it. But this is a very high madrega. This is something which you come only after going through all these 10 chapters and growing and growing and growing, that will come up for you that in the future, anything which you encounter in this world, which you take from this world, is like you take it as absolute necessity, no choice, it's bitter, your intention, your desire is not there.
This is the Shara, like Shara Kedusha, after Shara Precious, now he's coming back to the level of the Oyev Hashem can make use of it.
Yeah. How do you make use of it? Only when you take it that way. You could only make use of the food which you eat. When you take this food, I'm doing it because I have to be misak in the food, I have to be misak in my body. But it's medicine. It's a medicine. It's a must. I'm taking it because it's a must, not because I want.
You should do parnasa with your gufcha rather than your machshava. But today's time, it's easier to do with your machshava, and then you have more time to...
That's also your gufcha. There's a gufcha in the machshava too. There's a goof, there's a physics in machshava also. Okay, there's machshava deeper in goof is also there's in machshava. There's also the lower level machshava. Kvar yedato ochi, you know that my brother. Shemachshavtecho al inyon ha'olamcho, you focus in dedication of this worldly things. Lo'sayisit locho betalpocho mumu, it's not going to add anything of your parnasa. No matter how much you think, no matter how much you immerse, no matter what you do, it's not going to add anything to your parnasa. Just like you will not do, but Yigra Mechokot is also not going to lessen anything. You know what? You're convinced. We learn Shara Betochen. Ishtadlus loy moil veloy mazik. Famous Shita of everyone. That you know very well. You proved it yourself. And first you learned it, and also you proved it in your life. If you look at your past life, you see how many things you have obtained without putting in minimal Ishtadlus. I would think you worked your head off to get it, you didn't get it, you got it, you lost it. So you see that the final event, the final accomplishment is not depending on your work. And if your heart will be busy continuously to accomplish, to acquire what you want to acquire, Timno Acho will hold you back. Machshoy from thinking, Machshoy Ilcho, which is going to benefit you. Which you do think. If you think from Torah, Mitzvah, Sabayre, from Ezra Kosh Bochur, Hashem Nimsoch, that has been yes given over to you. In other words, there is a certain shtablus in you which is beneficiary to you. If you do a lot, you have a lot. If you do a little, you do a little. This is when you think about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you think about mitzvahs, it's how much I could grow. Hakol b'day shemaim, everything is in the hands of heaven, chutz mir shemaim, not fearing God. And everything else is b'day shemaim, it's nothing to do with your involvement. You could be involved a lot, you get a little, you be involved a little, you get a lot. Chutz, exception is yiras shemaim. How much to grow in yiras Hashem, in fearing God. That everything depends on you. The more you put in, the more you accomplish.
You got
that. And actually, you took it on yourself to be busy in it all your life. And if you're going to lose this, nothing going to help. No, nobody could replace it. If you're not going to work on it, you're not going to get it. And you should only accept for yourself anything which has, which brings you rescuation, brings you the completeness of your Torah in this world. Only with that you should be involved, something which rescues you and completes you in the Torah. Sim ha-seichel lamoid, and put your seichel, your intellect should stand mabua min hokho bekoichecho, that you should be able to express that all your conduct with your own power, v'hagdem azrizes binyon achischo b'inenecho, and always advance to be zoris, zrizus, still, what is the
enthusiastic,
v'hagdem azrizes, okay, advance your enthusiasm, anything which has to do with your future. Be enthusiastic about something which has to do with your future. Always think about your future accomplishment and put it in front of your eyes. V'sim, this puts your beautiful words here, v'sim ha-seichel malkecho, make your intellect as your king. You have the king in front of you, he is the front. Let your intellect lead your life. Don't go with instinct, don't go with feelings. Sima sechel, put your sechel malkecho, your king. Vanovo, put your humbleness, katzincho, your commander. Be commanded with humbleness. Vachochmo, your wisdom, manhicho, your leader. Vaprishus, and your abstentionism of this world, make him yedidecho, your friend. Visnai la'at, go slowly, v'mitun, with thinking. V'mitun b'ganois hamidois, b'ganois, b'knois actually should be, with acquisition hamidois hatoivois, to acquire always good midois, kifi shiz b'lei yinecho, as according your mitzias, your situation allows. Try to always acquire good mitzias as your situation allows you. But be careful from extremism. Don't be extreme. Don't jump fast. Don't swallow fast. Don't be extreme fast. Biblia drogo, by trying to jump the steps and doing it fastly, because ten times maybe it's going to destroy you. If you try to advance too fast, you know, when you go on a ladder, you go on steps, you try to jump too many steps at once, you fall, you miss a step, you fall. Go step by step. Kiroiv Hashem Bener, because if you energize too much oil, put in too much oil into the candle, we have seen that could be the reason to extinguish the light. You have a candle, an oil candle, you know, and should give a lot of light. You keep pouring oil, comes the oil, extinguishes the wick. So also when you add too much to you, which you're not ready to digest and to utilize and to use, that may be the reason that you may lose everything. V'zoyer, be careful, Miss Alem. Be careful not to look away. Make sure not to look away, Miss Atzel, from becoming lazy, Miss Rappers, to let go. V'had bekas rizus bezrizus. And contact enthusiasm into enthusiasm. Every time you have a certain enthusiasm and you go forward fast, make sure not to let go, not to let off. Because then you only have to go to rebuild the boost again. But contact one enthusiasm into the other. Go from one enthusiasm to the other. One thing to the other. So you should keep running. This is today's missiles. You know, today's missiles, they say they have many boosters. And as they shoot them out, the further they go, the faster they go, because one booster is one racket is boosting the other racket. Booster racket. So we should be like a missile that you shoot out, you're getting weaker, being strong, getting weaker. The opposite. You start flying, and as you fly, you pick up speed, you go faster and faster gradually, because it's a booster racket. It means this reason, the enthusiasm, which makes you to go forward, makes sure that you should reach the next enthusiasm until the next racket gets activated. And this way you always grow faster and better, stronger. V'hardefa sevel, b'sevel, b'adrogo. And chase the tolerance with other tolerance, with step by step. We have to train ourselves. We should be able to tolerate. So we take on tolerance, but you have to do it step by step. So you take on one tolerance. So when you get comfortable, take on other tolerance. You know, like a person has to be a weight lifter. So you don't pick up 100 pounds at once. You take 20 pounds, and then you get used to it. Then you put in another 20 pounds, and another 20 pounds. Until you get to 100 pounds, then it's easy. Put a minute other parts, you can't lift it. So it's also several means tolerance, carrying the load of this world without it should break, without it should affect you. So it's v'hardef ha'sevel b'sevel v'adrogo. Try to change the tolerance step by step. Ismoich l'chol ha'madrega min ha'midas ha'toivos. And try to support all the midas toivos which you build on as a somach which comes next. One to one, everything which you work, try to bring it to the next one. One should be a support, like it should be a structure. That is this holding. But altis alem, and don't look away mit koid lipcho, to visit your heart, and machashem and apshechotomit, and thinking with your soul continuously. Don't ever look away from you. Don't ever let a voidness in your heart from not thinking. Always be busy with yourself and thinking, be immersed. This alsek always be busy, be ian sifri ze ukriyoto. Always look in this book. Always look in this book and learn and read them deeper and deeper and deeper. Don't let go. It's not something, okay, finish the book, now I know it. If you don't learn it daily and you don't apply it daily, you get cooled off. It's an ongoing, it's like gasoline to a car. You can't say, well, I loaded my gas, I get so much gas. I don't want having my car 50,000 miles. I figured it out. I used my car in the last 2 years, at least 2,500 gallons of gasoline. Okay. So all of a sudden I'm empty of gas. And I want to go only 3 miles. Listen, I put in already 2,500 gallons of gas. Can't you give me 3 miles? I'm sorry. It's all gone. This is gasoline. Learning, it's not mathematics. Yeah, you didn't know it. You learned it. Now I know it. So goodbye. Close the book. I know it. This is gasoline. This knowledge is something which you have to daily energize continuously in order to keep you going. It's gasoline for your neshama, just like you need food. It's chayr inyonav. You have to remember all the inyonim, all the points which we brought out, shmoy shiroshav, and make sure to conserve and to protect all the roots of it. V'chakoyr out al dois of todir. And always research the outcome of it. You see the benefit of it. You see when you live it, you see the outcome, how you grow and you grow. Tagia boy, and through this method, you're going to reach a pisgas hamalos, to the pyramid, to the height, to the climax of all the elevations, Hachamuda is the beautiful one. But Tachmas Hamidos, the ultimate characteristic of Ula is the best one, the Tzuas Lefnakim, which is acceptance from of God. Veheyeboi Miyushar, you're going to be with this method, you're going to be straightened out, the Elov Miyashar, and you're going to be straightened out to Him. You're going to be straightened out to yourself, you're going to be a straightforward person, the Elov and the Kodesh Baruch Hu Miyashar, Kodesh Baruch Hu will straighten you. The Al Tiyachel Nafshecho, and don't think, and don't be optimistic to your soul, Shetagi out there, that you're going to reach there. And don't think that you could accomplish this level, at Shetefana Lipcho, until you don't empty out your heart, Midagos Oilam, from worries of this worldly worries, with Yivdoisov and the Afil Shetimosem. I feel it's disgusting, but sometimes there's certain things, we don't like the business, we don't like the worldly things. It's disgusting what you do at Anya. Don't think that you're going to accomplish this height until you're still chasing worldly things. It's just like a person is drunk, is intoxicated. He can't get healed and to empty out from the wine, until he gets empty out from the alcohol. Just like somebody is intoxicated, drank. and he's drunk. And after that, he comes to himself, he's disgusting. He feels the bitterness of it. He wants to get out of it. The fact you feel disgusting, you're still not going to get sober unless you empty out the alcohol from you. Also, you're disgusted of it. You don't want it. You curse it. But as long as things, alcohol is in you, you're still drunk. You can't get sober until you rent that. Same thing. You can't become a oyv Hashem, a lover of Hashem. You can't reach his mirrors until you still hold on to worldly things. Even the worldly things is disgusting in your eyes. One of the Hasidim said, if we would have been embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we would really be in a matter that you're always embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would have never remembered any love to this world. We could have never have any memories of love to this world if we would be staying in a stage of embarrassment of Hashem. We are totally intoxicated from the cup of the loveness of this world. How can therefore ishtadal ochid person, you have to try to finally empty out your heart from this love of this world. Until your body gonna be totally empty out from be busy in this worldly things. Because you need basically. At the time when you are alone with your body, you need it. You have to take your loneliness and meditate with all your spiritual things. You have to tie your thoughts from the worldly things. I feel him if not good for me. Even the empty, when you have a if you leave it go, but your thoughts are still in contact, but you need these thoughts in your oil mazeh. Always remember this. Always take away from your nefesh anything which has to do with thinking of the worldly things. Try to alienate all the desires of the types of earth in your heart. The haminem and exchange them binyone achrisko, anything with your future. Instead of thinking what do I have now, what is in for me today, always think what is in for me for the future. Always think about the future. Be a tachlis. Always think about future in the journey. For chodes levavkom, what is the duty? But shivim barayon chotodis, settle them in your minds continuously. That should be the ongoing, continuous thought in your mind. Future tachlis. Good to remember always the word tachlis. A yid lives with tachlis. When I was how does in English you say tachlis?
Purpose.
Tachlis.
Goal.
Goal. Always live with a goal. Then tagia b'em erazayin aboyiris b'em. Then you're going to reach to the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'yoyer po'an aveilecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face kevayochu. We lie to you. You're always going to see enlightenment to you. B'kabel b'emcho will accept you masechotem all your good deeds. B'yislach l'avonecho. It's going to forgive for your sin. Tim Tzuchem Be'enav, you're going to find kindness in his eyes. Kama Shem Lapusik says, Ani, I, Ahavai, my lovers, Ehavu love. Hashem says, those who love me, I will love them. Meshacharai, those who look out for me, they yearn for me, Yim Tzununi, they're always going to find me. The more you look out for Hashem, the more you're going to find Hashem. One says, Kim Echabdai, Achabeit, those who are respecting me, I will respect them back. Boys, I, and those who embarrass me, you call you, they will be ashamed. In finishing this book, the value of Yishelocho Ochi, the straightness, I find to you, I should write here, put together the headline, 67 Asura Batem Ivriyam. I'm going to put them together in ten statements. Every statement will carry one of the gates which is short of Al-Mahbat and Sidurim as we yet build this book. This book was built with ten gates. I'm going to put now 10 statements, 10 batim. I would say like when you write a poem, and every sentence of the poem is called a bias. That's how do you call it, the sentence in a poem?
Stanza.
Okay. So he says, I'm going to finish this book now with this poem, with 10 stanzas, which every one of them is reflecting one of the gates of this book. Because sometimes Sifri, in Vidata, will see my book, Lios L'Chol Maskez, you should remember that. Kashi, Tadoy Malpei Phenom, orally, if you know him without reading him, if you remember this poem, you're always going to remember the structure of the book. And you're going to settle him in your heart and your thoughts, day and night, when you're resting, you know, go to sleep, you walk, go to the dining room. Every time you have a few moments of peace, if you remember this orally, this poem, automatically remember the chain of events of growth, how it is. And don't give up thinking on those parts of this book. Remember always, every time when you're going to do anything of the Avodas Hashem, this poem will remind you, you should dedicate your heart in it. This is when you're going to be in the spiritual world. If you're going to be busy with worldly things, business and work and other things, it's going to remind you to make a cheshbon, to make an accounting with your nefesh. If you're going to be in a situation, in a distress situation, in a situation of worry, you're going to be reminded of bitochon elokim, in the bitochon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to be in a situation of success, you become arrogant, you may become proud, you're going to be reminded how to become humble. These are all the gates. And if your heart is going to be empty, you're going to have time to think. You're going to always think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was good to you. You're going to be in a situation of simcha, of rejoicement, and pleasure body. It's going to remind you how to abstain from it. You're going to be in a situation that you went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made a mistake. Shara tshuva will remind you how to do tshuva. If you're going to be enjoying yourself from your Torah and from your dedication, from your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're going to be reminded how to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be the union of the oneness, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your heart should be fully dedicated to oneness of Hashem. When you daven, when you think, to seal your tongue, not to speak, and tie down your senses, and rule over your desires, and to take hold on your organs, and don't let your organs go free, and also that you should be able to control your thoughts and to weigh your deeds, everything which you mind, all the good conducts, all of these things will be controlled by continuously memorizing these 10 gates. And those 10 gates will always take full control over your entirety to be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yireinu should teach us, and you should teach me, should teach you, the path of his servants, Barachma of his great mercy, the loss of his greatness. Amen. Here he brings the poem. Actually, when you see the poem, you have 10 lines here. Every line is a stanza. And you see the beginning of every line is his name. Bechayai ben Reb Yosef. Bechaya ben Reb Yosef. His name was Bechaya, Rabbeinu Bechaya. This is Bechayai, this is his first name. Beis Resh is ben Reb Yosef. Bilen Asur Sabatim. Those are the 10 batim, Ichlodem Shara Sefer, which the 10 will actually give you the 10 gates of the Sefer. By Sechel Chol Shar. Every stanza is for every gate. Veroshim Berosh Shabbatim Shem Ochaber. And the beginning of every line is my name. Now, he advised us here that you should remember this orally. If you remember this orally, you keep repeating it, you always remember automatically all the 10 gates that the Chol Shalvo was supposed to cover. Unfortunately, I don't remember it. This is Benish, my son. Yachid Yichidoscho, Yachid, dedicate. unite. Yachad means dedicate, unite. Yichidoscho, your unity, the tzurach, you to your creator. Ve'echetcho le'el echad, how do you accomplish that? Ve'echetcho, when you dedicate le'kel echad to the one God, your tzurach, your inclination, your yetzer. This is yichud le'kel. This is the first hara yichud. Since what you should, how do you dedicate yourself to your creator? When you take all your yetzer and dedicate it to one Hashem. Second is chakoyr udroish, research and look into his boin and ploav, and research in all the detail of the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With sim sechel vedas tzedek, and put your intellect, vedas tzedek, in the righteous religion azoyroch, as your helper. In other words, your intellect, your thinking, should become a helper, this is Sharab China, by searching and seeing in this world all the happenings is done only by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Third is Yiroh HaKeil, fear God, Vedoisov, and His mitzvahs, Chukov, and His statutes. Anything, fearing Hashem is expressed by fearing His words, fearing His orders, instructions. Shmoy Lo'ad, and watch out forever about Timad Ashurach. That you shouldn't go away from the path, from the straight word. In other words, this is Shara Vayis Hashem. We dedicate always fear Hashem with His mitzvahs and watch forever about Timat. You know, don't go away from the path of Shurach, from the straightness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth is Somuch Levavcho V'Somuch. Your heart should always be supported and filled. Ubutiach betzur, and always rely on the greatness. Yeba ezer, ubutiach betzur, and be always reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because yeba azorach ezrach, because He is always going to help you. The Shara Bitochen. Beleif toar, with a pure heart, as say Chukov, make the mitzvahs lemara for His sake. What does it mean to make for His sake with a pure heart all His mitzvahs? Means always have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nobody else. Baltisa pnei odam bedoirach. And don't ever try to appease a man in your generation. Don't do it for the sake of other people, to show off for other people. Do everything fully for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzkot yichud amaisa. Then re'esi, ki sof yetzir, the end of every creature is ofa le'ofa, is dust to dust. Every creature ends up in dust. Nobody takes his body with him. The shach. And become flat. Kechol begush ofal megurach. Because after all, sand in a pile of dust is your is your inventory. The shach. Consider yourself nothing. Shach means lay flat. Don't raise your head. Because of course, who are you? You're nothing more than sand. And a bunch of them. Yerivecho. Yerivecho, you fighter. Who is the one who is continuously fighting you? Is somebody in you who is continuously fighting? Who is this? It's your tongue. Your tongue is the fastest, speediest part in you which fights you. Because you always regret what you said. You say fast and fast and finishes. L'shoin yerivecho, your fighter, is l'shoin sichloch l'sichloch, is the tongue from your intellect to your stupidity. You have an intellect, and your tongue carries out your intelligence into your stupidity. Your tongue makes you stupid. Now, because when you keep quiet, you look wise. When you keep your mouth shut, you consider it smart. When does your stupidity come out? When you open your mouth, and it comes on its own. It's your biggest enemy in yourself. One of the organs which fights you always brings out things. Bring him back from your from your bad heart, from your yetzer. Veshuva, control him. In return, the tshuva, tshuva, do always tshuva mizdoin libach v'yitzrach, from the heart which was not careful, and your yetzer tried to control and tried to bring him back. Rashi is one of the Medrash. The Medrash tells the story. It's the story. What is how brutal the tongue is. The Medrash goes that once a donkey became envy of the lion. The lion is the king of the animals. So strong, so beautiful, and everyone is respecting him. And I'm not one of a simple donkey. Everybody looks down at me. Hey, you donkey, you stupid. So he was envy of the lion. So he wanted to become a lion himself. So once he found a dead lion, so he took and unskinned the lion. He took the skin and dressed himself up with the skin of the lion, with the head of the lion. And he became the lion. So everyone went, everyone respected him, bowed down for him, ran away from him. He got the greatest respect. And he became very enjoyable and joyous. And really, he's a lion. To the point that he really forgot he's a donkey. He got himself so loose that he let himself go. Which is why it's like a donkey. Like a donkey speaks. The minute he opened up his mouth as a donkey, so all of them said, hey, this is not a lion, this is a donkey. They came, they ripped him apart. See? Until he didn't open up his mouth, he was a lion. He was the most respected. All he had to do is just open his mouth, and so he's a big donkey. This is the tongue. It's a lot, it's a medrash, this much. V'darchei el bedin tzedek mishrash. And the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in justice is all righteous and is all straight. Chacham losur v'machshovach v'sisach. V'shuvo mizdan libach. A return from, return continuously mizdan libach from zoda means intentionally badness. When you have the yitzach and yitzach, always return from the part of the heart which has badness in himself, the yitzach and yitzach. Continuously hold them back. That's tshuva. V'darke el, and the path of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should know, is always bedim, is always righteous, right, v'tzedek mishra, is always justice and straight. Chacham lo osur v'machshovach, and use your smartness and look into in machshovah, sisach, in your hiddenness, your part, to what extent are you straight with a Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's a chesh ben ha-nefesh. Then sechei yaldus v'shachlus milvavach. Pull out, root out, yaldus, childishness, v'shachlus, in youngness, milvavach, from your heart. Try to clean yourself, root out from yourself childishness and youthfulness from your heart. V'al tisof, and don't desire and don't lust le'machmare, to the pleasures, ne'urach, from your youthness. That's precious. Now, when a person is youthful, a person is young, and it's sports, and it's this, and it's this, everything you need, you want, try to root them out, and try to stay away, that's precious, abstentions from this world. Pnei keil chai azai, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which lives forever. Azai tira, then, when you accomplish this previous 9 advisors, then pnei keil chai, the face of the ever-living God, Azai tira, then you're going to be able to see the cheshkach, which you desire. You're going to see it excitedly. And you can see the face of Hashem, means the beauty of Hashem. Therefore, it is yachet, yichidoscho, v'tzurach. You're going to dedicate, and you're going to unite your unity to your Creator. You're going to be totally dedicated with the entire unity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what's going to be expressed through Havas Hashem. Okay, with that we had accomplished the ten Shorim of Hashem, Avos Hashem, and tomorrow we're gonna read the Tzachocha. Tzachocha means this, the Chelek HaMusa, which is beautiful, and then comes the Chelek HaBakosha. That's the beautiful. Chelek HaBakosha is beautiful. The next thing is.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.